The senior holiday party in Durham at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel is more like a gala. Many participants wear gowns, tuxedos, and some couples come in matching red and white outfits. There's even a senior king and queen.
All right. It is my great pleasure to first present the 2016 DPR King, Mr. David Smith.
David Smith was all smiles as he strutted into the ballroom, wearing a sash bearing his new title. The 70-year-old retired from the New York Transit Department before moving to Durham.
I'm having a wonderful time in my old senior years.
Smith says he thinks he was chosen as the Parks and Rec Department's Senior Holiday King because of all the time he spends at the Holton Career and Resource Center, playing bingo and exercising twice a week.
It's fun time now. I enjoy myself now that more than when I was younger. I didn't have anything. I was living foot to mouth, you know. But now I'm able to, spend my son's inheritance a little bit.
Smith's life could help explain new research out of the Aging Center at Columbia University in New York. Researchers wanted to know if there's a difference between how white and black older adults perceive social status and self-esteem. Talar Peoples is a graduate student in public health at Columbia and worked on the survey.
And what we found, which is very interesting, is that black older adults didn't have a significant difference in social status across the lifespan.
But Peoples says after middle age, there was a significant status drop for white older adults. She says they will continue research to help explain why, but they have made some educated guesses.
The white middle-aged group, which is like the most privileged group in the United States, and how becoming an older adult can also bring along age discrimination, or you're no longer working and you have a certain drop in like income or wealth and things like that, and how that could like be a factor in the sudden drop of social status.
And people says black older adults have likely experienced discrimination all of their lives, and like the king of the senior holiday party, enjoys growing old, not working and living month to month, and spending some of his son's inheritance in retirement.
Oh, your love keeps lifting me higher.
Cynthia Booth is the spokesperson for Durham Parks and Rec. In 2015, about 700 mature folks attended the annual holiday party. A few weeks ago, 800 people packed the house. Booth says they know mostly African Americans attend the event. They will continue to try and diversify.
It's something that we're cognizant of, and we really try to reach out to a broad audience to make sure that all feel welcome and inclusive, because, as you know, the city of Durham is a very diverse city.
One year, Parks and Rec hired a big band to play, even a mariachi band. That'll lift spirits. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.